Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't
do it.
Step on my blue suede shoe.
Unless it's a Packers shoe, and then you stomp. Like Freddie Mitchell catching that ball in 4th and 26. You know, a lot of people might not remember, David Akers had a kick, two field goals after that. One to tie the game to force overtime, and then another in overtime to win the game after Dog picked off Brett Favre. All right, Eagles, Packers tomorrow. Of course, let's talk to the King, Howard Eskin. He joins us every single Thursday. King, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. By the way, if it was the Packers, they wouldn't be blue. The sweet shoes.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And maybe was that old receiver Don Hutson? Maybe he wore blue back in the day. Hudson.
By the way, Freddie Mitchell never did make the first down.
No, he didn't. It was 25 yards. And you know what's the crazy thing, Howard?
Blasphemy, Howard.
And
Howard,
not only did they give him the 26 yard, they gave him a 27th yard. They like way overshot the marking.
Yeah, he bobbled the ball. And he really didn't. But whatever, it's a great play in Eagles history.
It was incredible. Yeah. All right. So King, let's start with Devin White. What in the heck is going on here?
I don't know what the injury is. I mean, we know what the injury is, but
ankle.
Obviously, they kind of an ankle.
You seem to doubt that.
Howard, what do you think's going on here? What do you make of this?
I think it's a legitimate injury. I mean, I think it's a legitimate injury, and he's hurt. So
yeah, but Howard, what I'm getting at more than that is he reportedly was not going to start anyway. He reportedly was attempted to be traded. What do you make of that?
Well, they think N'Kobe Dean's the starter. they obviously, and to keep him and have N'Kobe Dean play a lot, obviously, if they could get something for him, everybody's trying to do something. No, I'm not surprised. I think N'Kobe Dean will show us when he's healthy, and that's what he's got to remain, that he is who we thought he was when he first came out. So,
Is your impression that Devin White is upset that N'Kobe Dean has been able to show better who he is, and Devin White has sort of fallen out of favor?
Well, with the way everybody's worried about their contracts these days, obviously, if he's not playing a lot, he's not going to be able to get the contract that at one time he probably thought he had a chance to get by having a good season. So everybody, too many people are worried about their contracts. And I think that maybe that plays into it a little bit. I can't tell you that that is the case, but it's so many guys are whining about their contracts. It's just, it's out of control. Just go out and play. What happened to the love of the game? Just to go out and play the game, and whatever happens, happens, and you'll be compensated. The money is just, it's so far out of control, it's ridiculous. So, and that's just the way it is.
So Howard, on that front, and I primarily obviously want to talk Eagles, but let's just address the Hassan Reddick thing for a second. So if he doesn't get his deal in New York, that he's looking for, do you think he will just sit out the season?
I'll tell you what, I don't want it. It's like $14 to $15 million. You're just going to throw that away because you're never going to get that back. It's obvious they're not going to pay him what he wants. He wants too much money. He wants way too much money for, I mean, he could have gotten a raise, but he wasn't going to get the raise. He wasn't happy with the raise that they were going to give him. Will he sit out the whole year? I think he'd be absolutely stupid. And I think he's a good guy, but and he's a good player, but this is just it's ridiculous. It's childish. Just go out there and play, and if you play well, you're going to get a contract. But to lose that money, you're never going to get that back. I don't know what he's thinking, and the Jets have obviously dug in, and they're not going to give it to him. It's that, you know, if they go two or three games, by the way, on Monday night, I think the Jets have a chance of winning that game. And if they win that game, you know, and, you know, just kind of developing into what we're talking about now, that would not be good for Hassan Reddick. I think they're going to be fine for a while without Hassan Reddick, and that's going to weaken whatever leverage he thought he could get by not being there. And the Jets defense is actually good. I mean, I'd actually be surprised if the Jets don't win that game on Monday night.
How confident should Eagles fans be in Mekhi Becton, our right guard? It sort of felt like he is in that spot. Mekhi Becton in that spot because Tyler Steen was injured and then sort of unable to come back from it. What was your feeling about that competition, Howard?
If Mekhi's healthy, I mean, he's played well. It's all about health. I think either one of those players, they'll be fine. I just think...
That doesn't sound like an overwhelming vote of confidence, though. Either one of those players, they'll be fine.
I think if they're healthy, they both played well when they were healthy. So you can't predict health. You can't predict injuries.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not, if that's the only thing that you're concerned about with this team.
No, there's stuff. All right, so yeah, Howard,
there's other things.
Howard,
I want to tell you, here's another thing that I'm concerned about. I think this is going to be a sloppy game. And it's a shame that the opening game is going to be, and it's for no fault of the team. Did you see the picture of A.J. Brown coming off the plane? He was half asleep.
Okay.
The players were told not to sleep, I guess because they wanted them to make sure that they could sleep last night to get ready for their only day of practice, and it's not going to be a physical practice today. And the other thing I started thinking about, okay, so they had that long flight. The Packers had the same thing. They got in an hour before, I think it was an hour before the Eagles yesterday. So, so everything was fine about getting in, but to have that long flight and then the players are going to go to sleep. And then if they ate the whole time, they had a couple of meals on the flight. It's crazy. And here's something that I kind of thought back to. There was sports science literature or sports science is that jet lag is 2 days after a flight.
Hmm.
Remember when, and Andy Reid always used to do it, used to travel on Friday for like Arizona and the West Coast, which Arizona basically is, 2 days earlier, and then Sports Science came in, and now everybody flies, everybody that I know of, flies the day before, regardless of where you go in the United States. They fly in the day before because jet lag is 2 days after the flight. Well, 2 days, and after a long day in the hotel, they're an hour later. Brazil's an hour later, so the game's not until like 9:20-ish Brazil time. So you have that. You have the all day in the hotel. I don't know how the players could be at their best, and they should be for the opening game. So I concern myself with that just based on what I remember Sports Science used to be.
Yeah, sure.
Jet lag is 2 days later.
So, King, let's get to your prediction for the season. Obviously, we're getting everyone's sense of how many wins. What is your – a two-part question here. The 2024 Philadelphia Eagles are what? Just take it where you want to go, positive or negative. And how many wins do you think?
They beat Green Bay, and I think they will. They win 12. And my prediction is 12 wins.
12 wins.
You got to beat Green Bay to get to 12. It would not be a good start if they don't. And I think that I think Green Bay is a good team, and I think they're a better team. But again, if it's not too sloppy and they don't turn the ball over, they're going to win the game. So I think 12 wins is a good number, and I think that wins the division. And when people look at San Francisco, I just eliminate San Francisco from being a part of one of the better teams based on the history of a loser the next season coming out and losing a Super Bowl. So I take them out. Detroit has a tougher schedule, and people are now aware of them. So it's not going to be the same thing, and they're not going to surprise people. And Atlanta will be better, but are they going to be good enough? They're in a weak division. I think it's the Eagles in Green Bay. And if they win that game, I think they win 12, and I think they win the division. And I wouldn't be shocked if Washington's second in that division. Terrible to say.
Okay, no, well, listen, if Dallas stinks, we'll take it. Hey, Howard, good stuff, buddy. Stay well. Have a good call tomorrow night. Thanks,
all right,
man.
All right, have a great day.
And Thanks, Howard. So speaking of San Francisco, I got to say this. And this is one of those times where I got to come. Like, you guys know I come in here. And
here I am. I lay myself bare.
All right. This is one of those bare moments. I did something very naughty last night,
John. Uh-oh.
Very.
Do tell.
I'm on Santa's naughty list.
Are you? Whoa.
In the fantasy football draft.
You didn't.
I drafted San Francisco's defense. Oh. Dallas's defense, and Dak Prescott as my quarterback. I am a bad human being around here.
Dallas's defense?
Dallas's
he loves to
defense.
Get two defense, Remember all three those, defenses.
Well, I got three defenses and three quarterbacks last night.
What?
Yeah.
What a waste of draft picks.
No, you're smart.
An insane way to use your roster.
So, Ray, remember last year Dallas had all those, that one guy kept intercepting and running it back for touchdowns?
Like six games in a row.
I'm like, I'll take that
he's
guy.
He's hurt, though.
He's hurt?
Deron Bland. Yeah, he's hurt,
get
right?
Get his ass in there. Am I rooting for him to score or not? What was that guy's name? Is what?
Is it Deron Bland? Was he the guy? Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember Thanksgiving Day, like, broke the record. I'm like, I'll get that guy this year. All right, so we'll see.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John, I don't think our league keeps track of that.
No, you get defensive touchdowns. Yeah, defensive touchdowns help you get points, for sure.
But is that special teams or is that defense?
No, it's defense also.
It's defense and special teams.
It's both.
For touchdowns.
In our league, though?
Yes.
John clearly has not read the rules.
Yeah. So, what do you think of your team, John? Who'd you get?
Well, we got Jordan Love, so we sort of have the same issue.
Naughty list as well.
Yeah. I like our team. It's progressive. It's me and Devin.
Okay.
I think we're young.
This is the news.
And very well informed.
A young
because
team.
Of the,
young
the
team. News, I like that.
The news is addition to our evaluation process.
I got old dudes I got to bank on, and we'll see if they come through. Davante Adams. I got a couple more of those type.
I got Tyreek.
Tyreek Hill's a stud, man. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ryan right now. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Joe. That is blessed. I mean, you're going to root for Dak every week?
So,
as a quarterback?
Here's what I'll say, Ryan. Cowboys down by 20, fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go. Take a touchdown.
That has nothing to do with it. You're rooting for Dak every week.
Well, I didn't say yes.
It sounds like he
and I didn't
he
say
has
no.
to.
Mark Zumoff,
he has no choice.
Mark Zumoff seems to think I am saying
he has three
quarterbacks.
Yes!
Yeah, who are your backups?
QBs?
Yeah.
They're good. It's Tua and Purdy.
Why do you drop Dak? Why did you draft three quarterbacks?
Can I tell you why?
You shouldn't even draft two, much as three.
They're all good. Who's playing a home game against a weak team? I picked that guy.
Yeah, this is bad roster management.
If you start Tua, I'll take it back. Start Tua every week.
No, I'm going to flip-flop him. I'm going to be like Bill Walsh before he settled to Montana.
That's a lock to pick the wrong guy every week.
No, I got Montana and Steve Young. I'm just going back and forth.
Good luck, Joe.
Montana, really? Is that what you got?
All right, so I'm calling you guys from Brazil. On my flight down here last Thursday, I've been down here for a week now, there were 10 Eagles fans on the plane, 5 NFL people with NFL jerseys, and 3 Packers jerseys. So a nice little ratio a week ago down here. I'm up in the Amazon on the beach in a beautiful resort. Couldn't be any safer. No one locks the hotel door. No one locks the room doors.
Wow.
I couldn't explain.
Give us your hotel name. We'll find out how safe it is.
You can take it. It's in Creva. It's a Villa Mestre.
You know, it's funny. Anyway. You know, Grant, I want to tell you something real quick. I don't know if you saw it down there, but Darius Slay apologized in the last 24 hours or 48 hours, whatever it was. And I'll tell you, my initial thought was, like, come on, man, you don't have to apologize. But I did think about how outraged we would be.
Well,
imagine a Brazilian is about to come to Philly, and this guy's like, you know what, I hear Philly's got all this crime. To heck with these people. They're a bunch of criminals. I'm just going to have to stay in my hotel room.
Opponent's team and wives say that about Philadelphia?
Americans say that about us, let alone someone from Brazil. So, you know, I thought it was kind of weak when he apologized, but I'm like, I kind of get it a little bit. It's a little offensive. I mean, something can be offensive and accurate at the same time. All right.
Joe, my very good friends here are all pissed off because an NFL player gets shot in San Francisco.
Well, that's
all this stuff happened. There was a shooting in Georgia yesterday.
I know.
And they're
it's
like,
awful.
This stuff doesn't happen in Brazil. I mean, there's a lot of shootings. But
well,
it's not
I'm
in
sure
the
it happens everywhere. All right, Ryan, give me an answer here.
Of course.
A scene with a plane.
Yep. So Samuel Jackson actually originally had to change the name of the movie. Well, the new director tried to change the name of the movie on him. And in the reading, when he saw the new title, he said, I'm not here to do Pacific 121. I'm here to do Snakes on the Plane.
Ah, Snakes on a Plane.
His scene is the mother blank snakes, get them off the plane.
Let me just say this. Having not seen that movie, I can't fathom that a scene in that movie could be a winning answer here.
It can't. I do love when you do the haven't seen it, but...
Well, I mean, how could... So, there were snakes, and they were on a plane. Like,
snakes
was that,
on a plane with Samuel L.
Incredibly
Jackson.
Incredibly compelling and exciting. All the suspense of a hidden snake, or a giant snake, or an especially venomous snake, or bunches of snakes, or just the people in unique quandaries with the snakes.
Listen, if Jake the Snake Roberts,
ooh, that'd be cool,
was on the plane, then
the DDT,
exactly,
providing DDTs for all of the villains.
By the way, speaking of providing things, I'll provide some life advice with the hammer next segment. So get those scenarios in Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways that you can always interact with the show in addition to the phone lines. We'll have some fun with that next segment. What do you need help with in life? And I'll spin you some direction, some help, some advice coming up. Next segment. All right, let's go to Gary. He's calling from Vineland, New Jersey right now. Hi, Gary.
Good morning. Happy Schwartember.
You're right. It is very happy, this Schwartember, heading into Schwoctober. But we have a long time until then.
So, Gary, two guys that got really shortchanged today because of everything going on. Schwarber doing it again last night. And Christopher Sanchez was awesome.
Yep.
And that's really important.
How about Marsh? How about we throw Marshy in there, man? He's been... on fire.
He's picked it up a bit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Joe's really overwhelmingly
excited about
Brandon Marsh.
Did you hear
that?
He's on fire. What is he, Babe Ruth now?
Brandon Marsh is hitting lefty pitching sometimes. You know, he's doing a little bit more. He is playing with some more confidence, and that's good to see.
Yeah, I think he's like 6 or 7 for 8 in the past 2 games. I mean, I know it's 2 games.
Okay. Yep.
But how about we reach out to T.O. and see if we can get that cryogenic chamber for Harper, and we just put him in there for a little bit.
You know, look, it hopefully isn't that bad. I mean, obviously, I'd say to everyone, follow WIP today if there's breaking news on Bryce, including status for later today of whether he'll play. I mean, if he was out for 3 days, Gary, right now, and it was like part healing, but part just like he dodged a bullet from last night.
And you're playing the Marlins, like no better time to do it.
Yeah, I'll take that. Look, Gary, I know some people are saying put him on the injured list. And I can't say that I know he should be, because I don't know he should be. I just know that he sounds and looks hurt. I think that if he's not that hurt from what happened yesterday, he's extremely lucky. Because I thought at a minimum he was going to be on the DL, at a minimum, for sure. So, you know, it's pretty incredible if he dodged that bullet.
If we can't win a series against the Marlins without him, we got bigger problems.
Well, that's true. Gary, give me an answer. A scene with a plane or a vehicle that's flying.
How about Close Encounters the Third Kind when they first see the spaceship?
You got it, man. Yeah, Gary, sure. Appreciate that. So, you know, I want to hop from, you know, talking about Brandon Marsh, guys near the bottom of the lineup, to Johan Rojas for a moment. Because I noticed this 2 days ago, or yesterday, I guess it was. I looked at his stats, and I found this to be an astounding, because you guys know I referenced yesterday on the show that he's got a
slugging, sub 300.
Yeah, slugging percentage below 300. So I found this, when I saw it yesterday, to be astoundingly bad. And consider this, guys. Johan Rojas has played in 104 games this year. He's got 316 plate appearances. Johan Rojas this year, and he's going to play in the playoffs. I mean, they haven't moved off that, except when they did and brought him back, and he's back in. Guys, Johan Rojas for the whole season has 11 extra base hits. For the whole season. We're in September. There are guys that get 11 base hits in the first 2 weeks of a season.
Yeah, well, I mean, Schwarber's had like 6 the last 2 games.
Like, no, think about that.
5 last 2
games. He's got 11 extra base hits.
Mm-hmm.
As we start play later tonight on September 5th. It's almost, and he's what you'd call a fairly regular. Now, I know he had a couple weeks in the minors, But, I mean, look, he doesn't play against every right-handed pitcher. But for the most part, he's been a starter this year. Got 11 extra base hits. And by the way, it's not like he's Mr. Walk guy. He's got 12 walks. I mean, that is unbelievable.
We knew that he had some issues and limitations, but I don't think I expected that it would be that meager. You know, like I thought things were getting better. I was encouraged by the fact that he was out there pregame, like doing extra work with the casty thing. You know, maybe that will start having some positive effects. I can't believe it sounds as bad as what it does.
I mean, that's almost impossible.
I mean, it feels that bad. I feel like I can't remember the last time. No, I get it. I'm just saying, like eye test wise, I'm backing it up. I'm saying the eye test backs that up. Like, I can't remember him hitting the ball hard in forever.
Yeah. So, James, can Cody Clemens play center
on fire.
Field?
No, he cannot play center field.
He's got to be on the postseason roster.
He has to. Like, at least the dude can work in a bat. At least he can foul some balls off. Yep. At least, you know, when you need a guy to go up and put a ball in play for you or whatever. Yeah. I think Cody Clemens has earned his, personally, has to have earned his
spot. I'm sorry, Ray, go ahead.
Did you see what happened with, and I knew it was going to happen, and the game was close at that time. I think it was maybe right before JT hit the home run. Yep. It was still 3-2. And they made the defensive shift, so Johan was in center, and Brandon was in left.
And Schwarber
and
out
they
there
took
yesterday.
Schwarber out. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, he had a couple of scary moments, and I was worried about him getting hurt. But he would have come up in the, you know, and you're there. Because I'm one of those people who wants Johan in there for his defense, but it's hard to defend those.
I mean, the bottom line is, in most of the postseason games, he will probably go 0-for-4.
Yeah, honestly, I think he'll be a defensive replacement most of the postseason games.
James.
I mean, like, look, a tough lefty, I think they sit Marsh, but I think they're going to play Marsh and Hayes the vast majority of the playoffs. I do. I think Johan Ross is going to be a defensive, but Hayes stinks too.
Hayes better hit.
Yeah, tell me
he
about it.
He can't, Joe. Here's a newsbreaker.
He at least has hit in the majors before Johan. Like, Johan actually literally might not be able to hit.
I know.
I
do know. I agree. All right. Life advice up ahead. Phone calls as well. Time's yours as well. On this Thursday morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.